You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Let's head on over to Nathan. Hey, Nathan, how you doing?
I'm fine. How's it going?
Good. What's going on?
I've got two little furballs living with me. I drive a truck for a living. And I adopted two ferrets from a shelter in Anchorage when I was working there last year. And they've been on the road with me. These guys are unbelievable. They're amazing. They're really cool. I try to take care of them the best I can. And I'm doing well in that in all areas except dental hygiene.
Okay.
They will not allow me to brush their teeth. Even with treats, with whatever, I cannot do it. It's impossible. So is there a better way? How else can I take care of their teeth?
All right, I got to ask first, Nathan, how are you brushing their teeth? What are you doing?
Well, they each have their own toothbrush that I got at, a pet store. And I put the parrot toothpaste on it, and I actually even tried mixing a little bit of their treat, a little ferritone, on the toothbrush as well, just so that the taste, they would, come to acquire mm-hmm. that flavor and enjoy it and see it as a good thing, a positive thing. And I just try that. I've actually tried just scruffing them and
doing that,
and they actually bite down as I'm scruffing them on the toothbrush to prevent me from brushing their teeth.
Okay. All right. Well, and it's tough because ferrets, I kind of giggled because, to brush teeth to a ferret is just kind of like I have this visual of coming out with like bites and scratches and toothpaste on your face and all that. They're definitely fun little guys, but, it can definitely be challenging to get some dental care for them. So I commend you for wanting to do that. And for me, I'd say that it is a rare pet owner that can brush their ferret's teeth in the typical way that we do for dogs and cats. The things that I would maybe modify and try a little differently, the toothbrush is a great idea if you can get to that point, but I might try using actually some of the dental wipes first as an introductory way to work up to brushing. That might be a little less intimidating for them. There are different companies that make those. There's one called Dentacetic. That's a dog cat line. But I'm sure there's other ones that are, specific for ferrets. But those are basically more like a kind of a firm pad that you would wipe on the gum line. And they're treated with a type of a compound to help disinfect and, to keep those teeth clean. So that would be a starter point where I would work. There are certainly some
material.
I'm sorry?
Is it like a cloth-like material that you're using?
Yeah, They look to me like the old Strident zit pads I used to use when I was a teenager and dealing with those blemishes. But that's what they look like to me, where they're actually kind of a soft, cottony pad with a little bit. Now, we're not looking. It doesn't have to be something really super abrasive. We're just looking for something for a little bit of friction against the tooth that's going to be able to give us some work and some movement against that tartar. Now, for some ferrets, we might not get to actual toothbrush. So there are some different types of gels that you'll probably have to talk to a dog cat veterinarian to get, but those can be used, especially if we've got bad gingivitis, really red gums. That might be an avenue you can go with and actually just kind of squirt that against the gums. And then I do have some clients that use the dental chews for ferrets, just with, cautions, any kind of chew for a dog or a ferret we'd always supervise the use of those kind of chews to make sure they don't choke on it, they don't get big pieces stuck or anything like that. But that might be your last kind of chance dental care is to try some of those products as well.
And how important is that on ferrets? From the books I've read, I ascertain that it's kind of pertinent to their health.
Yeah. It really is. And in dental care in ferrets, it is so overlooked. And, I have to say that in the veterinary world, it does get overlooked. I mean, we don't stress that as much in dogs and cats in ferrets as we do in dogs and cats. But I do often have to pull teeth in ferrets that get infected and abscessed. I do see eye problems where they'll develop swollen eyes from rotten teeth. So, you're definitely right that you want to be on top of it and also getting to know what is normal and abnormal for your ferrets. So if you're noticing any kind of gum bleeding while you're brushing teeth, that is not normal, and you need to see your veterinarian for that. That would be a big clue that something might not be right there. But you're not going to stop plaque entirely, but the efforts in trying to minimize that will go a long way to decrease inflammation in their body, keep those teeth healthy, and kind of preventative disease all the way around.
Exactly. That's all I can hope for at this point right now. I think that's all they will allow me to...
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your call, Nathan. I am just a fan of ferrets. I love seeing them at my office. And I was actually thinking whether or not the on-the-road truckers have ferrets in their cabs. So now I know. They do.
I have not seen another, but I have been stopped several times at various truck stops. I'll take them out for walks. And they're like, oh, I've seen other truckers with these, but I don't know exactly what they are. And they'll come up and, you know, say hi and play with my kids for a bit.
Do you ever bring them into California, Nathan?
You know what? When I do, I'm very quiet about it.
Yeah.
I don't let anybody know.
They are illegal in California, which is too bad. What a shame.
I don't understand why. I've actually spoken, you know, they sell the pet paraphernalia, the pet foods and the toys and everything at the pet shops in California. And I actually spoke with a few managers at pet stores there, inquiring as to why they feel illegal. Hawaii, I can understand, but California...
Yeah, they let anybody into California. I don't understand why they don't let those
there. I know. I'm like, this is not your major problem right now. Give us a break. I mean, these guys would actually help, if anything, you know, your situation. But I don't get it. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, I keep them. I don't take them for walks unless I'm somewhere, you know, where I have some solitude and you know, they don't attract any attention. So I'm very careful in California for that particular reason.
Well, go give your ferrets a hug from all of us here at Animal Radio. We appreciate your call, Nathan.
I'm inspired, though. If you can get a ferret to brush his teeth, I probably can get my mother-in-law to do hers finally.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.